going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
It looks like the Red Sox are ready to go full throttle with the young dudes, right? They've got the holy grail. The trio is there. They're all going to play. It looks like one of the kids is going to play third base for the next 10 years now.
Right.
Alex Bregman is sitting on the IL right now. There has to be a little gleam in his eye. He can opt out after a year.
You get away from the drama that unfortunately did follow this situation with Rafael Devers. He has been absolutely unbelievable with the bat since he has been there in Boston. But this year, it was so much pushback back and forth that you do come up with concerns about how that impacted the team, how that impacted the relationship with the manager, with his teammates, and not being as flexible as the team would have hoped he was going to be with the contract that he had earned with the organization. So I feel like they've made the decision. They're going to move past that, hopefully try to continue to get the team better. And I think you go ahead and go after Alex Bregman right now.
Yeah,
you don't even wait to the offseason. Go and get him now.
What do you think of that commentary, Keith, from Matt Vasgersian, Chris Young on MLB Network? They better get to Bregman and pay him right now because he's going to opt out after this trade.
I mean, let's see what he looks like when he comes back healthy. He's also getting $41 million next year, guaranteed. And then he can always opt in the next year. He has $83 million guaranteed over the next 2 years if he just opts in both times. I'm not as afraid as those guys are.
Me either.
I think he'll probably be back. He chose Boston for a reason. And now maybe if he was healthy all year and had a top 10 MVP kind of season, maybe he tries to see if there's a little bit more money out there. But I'm not going to lose my mind. Red Sox even have a little bit of leverage, to be honest. They could be like, all right, we'll put Marcelo Meyer there at third. They have Meyer play third. Story's still back at short. Campbell's at second. Like, they could do it that way.
Here's the thing. I don't think he's opting out unless there's more money. So, like, their whole line of discussion there, I think, is wrong. They're like, oh, he wants out because Devers is gone. No. If he can get more money by opting out, well, then, yeah, he'll opt out. But I think the injury complicates that. I can't imagine he's going to opt out after missing a couple months in the middle of the year with an injury he's had prior. No one wanted to give him this contract last offseason. Now they're going to give it to him in an injury-plagued season?
No.
I don't think so.
Everybody else was offering him less money in maybe a couple more years.
But I also bet he's happy Devers is gone. I bet a lot of guys in that clubhouse are happy he's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a guess. But I bet not having that distraction in the clubhouse is more welcome than a lot of fans.
He also doesn't
realize.
Strike me as the guy. I think he was not thrilled to have to leave Houston. I think he wanted to play his whole career in Houston. So do you see him just like ping-ponging teams like later in his career? I bet he wants to stay here. Especially like this is one case. I don't. Neither you or I are huge fans of Cora's season that he's having and the job he's done. But Bregman likes him, and he likes Bregman. So, like, if Cora's back, that's another thing that, Bregman might look at and say, all right, I'm coming back.
Yeah. I mean, if he crushes the ball in the second half and he can opt out and make $50 million a year, well, then he'll opt out. But if he can't get more money, I don't care if the Red Sox are in last place. He's not opting out, I don't think. Speaking of money, Shaughnessy had a tweet. According to SpotTrack, the Red Sox have dropped to 19th in MLB team payroll allocation. That means for next year, Nick? He's talking about next year?
I honestly don't know what he means. Because everything I looked at was like 13th, 9th. I don't really know where
he's... they're not 19th this year. Is he talking about in future seasons? I think they're 10th in CBT accounting now, I believe.
For currently or for next year, you mean?
For right now.
Oh, okay.
I think Shaughnessy's talking about money
that
they allocated
took him
next
down
year.
Quite a bit. Although Jordan Hicks, as much as he stinks, you're paying him $12.5 million. So it's not just did all salary dump. Like, he did bring some money back onto the books.
He actually got a worse contract back.
That's probably why he's here. Honestly, I was wondering what he was doing even in the trade. Red Sox might not have wanted him. The Giants may have said, hey, you're taking him.
Right.
We're taking on this whole contract. Take him. 617.
They almost just released Devers. Almost.
Like,
I like
Harrison more than you do, but yeah. So that's something.
It's close.
But, you know, Twitch chat was saying this is like Von Grissom. Could be. Von Grissom was also a highly touted prospect.
Yeah, I guess. But that felt like, all right, if the Braves are giving up on him, I didn't love that.
Okay.
Even in real time. But I thought he might be like your second baseman here or there. I didn't think he'd be this bad.
No.
So I believe this allocation is the 26-man money.
Okay.
So all the guys in the IL don't count.
Okay. So Bregman doesn't count right now and things like that. Okay. Well, that makes
Bregman and Yoshida are two of your highest paid guys.
I mean, that makes between the Tigers and the Royals.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to be there at any kind of salary thing.
But I just, like I said, payroll, I don't care about payroll allocation. What are they spending on the team? Like, Bregman is money they're spending. He's just not healthy. So, look, they're cheap ownership group that has, they shouldn't be 10th in baseball. They should never be out of the top three.
No.
Never mind top five, top tens, but they're not 19th. Yeah, practically, they're not 19th.
Right.
617-779-7937. How about Jim in Mansfield? Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. You know, I got a little bit of my thunder stolen. I believe that the person responsible for all this is Craig Breslow. And the reason that I do is, Jones, you made a comment about they had no plan B for first base.
No, that was
in November,
Keith.
Who are the two guys you heard about in November? Who are the two guys we heard? These are the guys they're going after solidly.
Long-term, Vladdy, is that who you're talking about? Just answer your own question. Who are you talking about?
That is. It is.
Okay.
Vladimir Guerrero and Alex Bregman. So Tristan Cassis was plan B at first base. And the whole management of this, and again, I had a little bit of my thunder taken by that report you read. I don't think Craig Breslow managed, and that's his job, is to manage.
No, it's Cora's job.
Jackie Devers and Tristan Cassis.
Cora's job's to manage. But, Jim, let me ask you this. Who really wanted Alex Bregman? Wasn't that Cora? And the bringing in Bregman's what really escalated this whole thing and sort of led to Devers being upset and now Devers being gone.
But I think if they went to Devers back in November, and you made the comment that no matter what they did, he was going to be a crybaby. But if they went to Devers back in the in November and said, listen, this is our plan. This is what we're going to do. You're going to be with us.
Yeah, Jim.
You're our highest paid guy.
Jim, I acknowledge this.
They weren't going to cut him. They weren't going to get rid of him. They asked him to DH. He pouted about it. Then they asked him if he could try to play first base, and he was like, no. And then they were like, all right, see you later.
But So I acknowledge they could have communicated with him better.
Sure.
Okay? He needs to get over it and grow up. But I bet the reason they didn't communicate it with him is because they knew how he'd take it. So I bet they were like, look, if Bregman signs with the Tigers, we don't want to piss Devers off, so we're going to purposefully keep him in the dark, which was a mistake. But I bet even if they kept him in the loop, he would have acted like this. I bet he would have thrown a fit, even if they had him in the loop the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just a guess. I don't know that, but I bet that's why they kept him in the dark and didn't communicate it to him, because they knew he'd act like this.
Yeah, I just feel like, I guess we won't know for sure just because it didn't happen this way, but it seems like he was really upset. And he remember that first press conference where he was like, I'm a third baseman. I play third base. I'm a third baseman. Like, I'm not moving to DH. I'm sure it was a little bit more intense because he felt like he was lied to. But he's played third base his whole career. He thinks he's a third baseman. Like, that's what he wants to do. So whether you were really straightforward with him or not, I don't think he's going to be happy to have to do something different for this season.
Let's go to Lori in Connecticut. Hello, Lori.
Hi there. You guys have been saying pretty much everything I've been thinking about this whole situation. I think that Rafi brought it upon himself because he thought he was indispensable. And I think that he didn't, I mean, I don't, to be honest with you, I don't know why everybody's so upset. We didn't lose an Aaron Judge. We lost someone who wasn't willing to be a leader, who didn't really want to be the face of the franchise. I think the fan base put that on him rather than him taking it on himself. And I feel as though, you know, his fielding wasn't great. His production wasn't consistent. He was sometimes too much in his head. I wish everybody would just calm down and recognize that is it a sentimental loss? Yes. But if you look at it logically in the long term, I think that, and other people have said this, I think that a cancer from the clubhouse was cut out. And I think that the young ones that have, I think the young ones were making him irrelevant anyway.
Well, let's see about that with the young players. I do think he was a problem in the clubhouse. People are acting like this is a Mookie Betts trade.
I asked going to break.
Is it worse than Mookie Betts? No, it's not a worse trade than Mookie Betts. They might get a horrible return. Yeah, yeah. It may be a bad return like Mookie Betts. But Betts is 10 times the player this guy is.
He's good. He's a good hitter. I think, you know, quickly after moving on from Mookie Betts, he was runner-up in the MVP and winning World Series. As soon as he traded Chris Sale, he won the Cy Young. I don't think Devers is going to – you're not going to feel that. He's not going to win the National League MVP over the, any time in the, any at any point.
If he starts getting MVP votes in the top 10, it'll be the first time in his life.
Correct.
So, yeah, I'm not holding my breath on that either. I bet – he may not hit 30 home runs ever for the Giants.
I think
the last guy to hit 30 for the Giants was Barry Bonds. So he may never hit 30 home runs again.
Big ballpark with the wind blowing all the time off the ocean.
He already wasn't doing that every year. People act like he's like a perennial 30, 35 home run guy. He's not.
No, he's pretty much every other year, and this is the year that he's supposed to. So starting in 2019, every odd year he hit 30 home runs. Every even year he did not.
And what's career high, 38? You have it in front of you?
Yeah, 38 in 2021.
Yeah.
Where he finished 11th in the MVP.
He's never hit 40. He's hit 33 times.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice player, but it's not what
– in those years he also drove in 100. All the other years he didn't even drive in 100. Yeah. He's good. Like I don't want to make it look like, oh, the guy's a bum. But I don't know. There's a cutoff between guys like Mookie Betts and Joe Thornton and Luka Doncic and all these names that have been like thrown out there like with Devers. I'll give you this one is almost as surprising as like a lot of those. And I was very surprised when I saw the tweet last night.
Yes.
He hits a home run and then like late that afternoon, you're like, he just got traded to the Giants for a bag of balls. You're like, oh. So like the worst part of this trade isn't Devers gone. The worst part is you've got some good momentum going with the team. You've won five in a row. You've dug yourself out of being below 500. You save a lot of money, which fans don't care about, and then you add really no player that's going to help you in the immediate, like, right now.
Yeah, well, Harrison's going to help Worcester.
Yeah, Woosock's got better.
And Hicks is on the IL, so that's not a great start for the return.
And then you have two guys that are going to go to, like, high A. Like, they might not even be in Portland this year.
Guys, rookie ball don't do it for you?
Yeah, they might not be with the Red Sox
for another... circle back. Put a pin in it.
Two, 3 years.
And I assume we're going to be on the air here in 5 years.
Yeah,
and then
we
can talk about, we can revisit the trade.
I bet that's a good
time. On the five-year anniversary of the trade.
Jose and Brian Bayo hold it down.
Yeah. 617-779.
Bayo brothers.
7937. No, I mean, look, I don't like the timing either, that they're getting hot and now they this would have been a better trade in the middle of a losing streak.
I mean, you couldn't even
enjoy the win. In the midst of five in a row and getting over 500 and sweeping the Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they did sweep the Yankees.
That's tough timing.
Leave it to them, though, to like bury their own sweep of the Yankees into this. And the comments are hysterical because they're tweeting out like, thanks, Devers. Like, yeah, that's what people want to see right now.
And at least, Keith, they're ready to face the music, right?
No, that's going to be an 8 p.m. Zoom tonight with Craig Breslow and Sam Kennedy.
8 p.m. Zoom call. So that is real wussy. We can get to that with all your phone calls coming up. We'll do that next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Hill comes set. His pitch hit hard and deep. Left center field. Way back by the wall. Off the wall. The Red Sox win. Narvaez, a wall ball, and the Red Sox win it. Another classic Red Sox-Yankee ball game on a Friday night at Fenway Park. And they're going crazy in those green uniforms. Out around second base, congratulating Narvaez.
Classic Red Sox getting some momentum, sweeping the Yankees. Over 500, they've won five in a row, and then can't even stay out of their own way. They're trading their highest paid player. So I think it's going to work.
Some would call him the face of the franchise. I don't know. I never really called him that.
Some also call him the best player. I'm not even willing to go there.
Well, Crochet's their best player.
Yeah, and I think when Bregman's out there, Bregman's better.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's their best player.
Okay.
I think he's maybe their best hitter, like pure hitter, probably.
Yeah.
But is he their best player? No. And you're right. Crochet's definitely better. And Bregman, I think when he's out there, has been better.
Mm-hmm.
So
Duran was better last year.
Yeah,
not this year, though.
No,
this year, for sure, Devers better. But
we said this earlier. I would have rather have traded Devers than Duran.
Same.
So, if I got to pick one or the other, you don't have to. The Red Sox can pay all these guys. But if you got to pick one or the other, I'm happy they stuck with Duran. But, you know, when it comes to the outlook going forward and just the awkwardness of the Zoom call tonight at 8 p.m.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great.
I think all of it's poorly timed and annoying, but I do think the team will be fine on the other side of it.
Well,
like, I don't think trading Devers, they're going to go 10 games under 500 like the caller.
No, the one caller was convinced Devers was worth 20 games. I don't know if anybody's worth 20 games. Is Mike Trout worth 20 games?
No.
They lose a million games. Like, that's a lot to put on one player. And so it's a pretty easy place to market. They're one game over at the time of the trade, thanks to this five-game winning streak, but he was obviously a part of it. So one game over. If you're taking bets right now, do they finish the season more than one game over 500?
I say yes.
I think yes. I think they're going to have a better record the rest of the way than they did to this point. Now, they didn't. It's not like they set the world on fire. It's not like they're this great team or anything like that. They're barely over 500. But I think they're going to be better. Now, for that formula to play out, Bregman needs to come back a little bit sooner than originally expected and needs to be as good as he was, right? Like, he can't come back and take a while to get going. And also, you're going to need these young guys to get going. Like, that's obviously a huge part of this equation.
Yeah. No, they have to. They have to. And, you know, I think they will, but again, that's a guess. I would wager on them being more than a game over 500 moving forward, playing from here to the end of the year. But that's a bet I would make. That's far from a lock. By the way, good point by the Twitch chat. We haven't talked about this on the air.
What do you got?
Crochet's their best player, but you, meaning me, spent all Friday wondering if he was cut out for the rivalry.
Turns out, yes.
Turns out, now he didn't win the game.
No, Jones,
Keith.
He did not get the win.
And
that's a
fair
point.
He did give up a pretty crucial home run to Aaron Judge in a big spot.
Ball was smoked.
It's really the only thing Judge did all week.
I was going to say, he got him the first three times.
But I will acknowledge that Crochet actually pitched well in this start against the Yankees, unlike the last one where he fake pitched well. People try to tell you he pitched well in that other start. This one he actually did.
He was fantastic.
I'm no longer concerned about him handling well. Let's put it on ice for a minute.
No, I'm good.
I'm not right now concerned about whether or not he can handle
it. He can do it, and I think he is going to be one of these guys that looks forward to it and is like all about it. Like, because we were joking about how his time with the White Sox, Like, how many fans were even in the stands for any of those games? I mean, that might as well 20? Have been a high school game.
There you go.
Seven.
Yeah.
Like, nobody there. It never mattered. Never played a game that had any significance, which is wild for a major leaguer, but it was kind of out of his control. He was just on, like, a dump of a team. And now he's going to a full Fenway Park playing against the Yankees. That's awesome. That was probably the best, biggest start of his career. And hopefully there's playoffs sooner rather than later for him to also kind of have those moments. But, yeah, he was awesome. And I'll tell you what. You know, Judge ties the game, and then they, you know, you got to take Crochet out. If they lost that game, it would have been demoralizing.
So I would not have ripped, even if they lost that game, I wouldn't have ripped Cora for bringing Crochet back out for the ninth. I like that he did that.
He was pitching pretty well.
I like that he leaned on Bayo yesterday. Like, I like that he's leaning on the starters a little bit. And I don't really even like Bayo as a starter, but he had it going yesterday. I like that he leaned on him in those starts. Again, we have an 8 o'clock Zoom call tonight, Keith.
I can't wait.
So we're going to have to stay up for that. We'll react to it tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow. They really should have talked last night. They certainly should have talked earlier today.
Right.
The fact they're hiding it and burying it at 8 p.m. tonight is soft.
8 o'clock tonight, like, as the NBA Finals are going on.
Oh,
we're pretty
point.
Close to it.
Good point.
Like,
and I'm sure they can justify
lame.
It by saying the team's on the West Coast and people are like, they're going to justify it that way?
Yeah.
They should have done this. It's a Zoom call. You could do it from anywhere. You could do it at this morning. Selfishly, I would like it during our show.
Yeah.
But whatever. You could have done it last night. You could have done it earlier today.
Right.
And they're trying to bury it at 8 p.m. tonight.
Yeah.
Which tells you they know it's not playing well from a PR standpoint.
Also feels like it's going to be impossible to win the press conference. There's really not much they can say that's going to sway the people that hate this trade so much. Even if you're like, oh, well, Devers wanted to get traded. Like, that's people aren't going to go, oh, okay. All right, he wanted to get traded, so they had to do it. Like, no, I don't think that's going to work.
But if you say he requested a trade, like he told them he wanted out, that's going to win some people
but
over.
Because this
and, whole, I, and by I, the way, I think that's true.
I think if it was everything else was quieter, you might be able to sway people that way. But because we know they didn't communicate with them, they were signing Bregman. They didn't communicate till it was late that they were going to
be justified
and they're going to be like, well, why would he do all this? Like, you guys already screwed him. So there are definitely people that are going to be Team Devers on this one throughout. I am curious how much they try to either point the finger at him or try to do like the, hey, this is what was best for everybody kind of thing. Like, it's going to be interesting to see these two guys squirm a bit.
617-779-7937. Let's go to, how about Kelly in Amherst waiting for a while? Go ahead, Kelly.
What's up, guys? Great show. So, yeah, I don't have, like, a source or anything. I just kind of have a feeling. I think I know what's really going on with the Devers. Obviously, we don't know, did we kick him out or did he want to go? So, assuming he wanted to go, we all know that there's all this issues with the don't play this base, can't play that base, whatever. We get all that. I think what people are not talking about is, what did you just mention a minute ago? You said, quote, Mookie Betts is 10 times the player Devers is. Mm-hmm. I think that's the issue right there. He's in a real ugly situation here where he is expected, because of his salary, unfairly to try to fill the shoes of Mookie Betts. Might as well try to fill the shoes of Tom Brady. It's not going to happen. I think that's why. He just left because he doesn't feel good here. That's it.
Okay. Well, I mean, he didn't have to take the money and replace Mookie Betts if he didn't want to, so I don't really feel all that bad for him. But I never expected him to be Mookie Betts.
Would you turn down $300 million?
No, I wouldn't, but I'm just saying, I don't feel bad for him that he had to follow Mookie Betts, and woe is him with his $313 million.
Right.
I don't feel bad for him at all.
Well, I do think that's sort of one of the talking points with this, is that he doesn't feel respected, to which you would then say, they're paying you more than any other player on the team long term.
Get some top 10 MVP votes, I'll respect you. How about that?
$300 million is a lot of respect. There's not a ton of those contracts in baseball.
Get the team over 500. I know they just won a game over 500.
A playoff.
But, like, like, you were 500 last year. You were in last place the 2 years prior. So, like, I don't know. Win some ball games. Get top 10 MVP votes. And, oh, by the way, you're making a lot of money. But anybody who thought he was going to be Mookie Betts, that's on them. Like, I never thought that for a second.
Yeah.
And I was very pro-handing him the contract when they did. I wanted them to spend money on Devers. That's before he turned into a selfish clown. 617-779-7937. We'll mix in more of your thoughts from the Yankees series this weekend, plus all your reaction to Rafi Devers. A lot of you waiting patiently. We'll get to you next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.